Hainsbury. Small town, New England, supernatural bullcrap, you know the drill. Look, you can't expect me to come up with some clever monologue every time. I've had a lot on my mind lately, and trust me, I am not the only one.
Carlton, you've been pacing around that phone for days. It's getting harder to feel bad for you.
Appreciate the honesty, Pryor.
You're welcome, Suit. You know I'm just trying to help you out, right? Because for the record, if I had a chance to get this kind of closure, I sure as hell wouldn't back down.
Huh. You know, that's real funny, coming from somebody who's been avoiding her girlfriend like the plague lately.
I've been busy.
Mm-hmm, sure. And it has nothing to do with the fact that Dulcie has some big question she wants to ask you.
How do you...
Ginny is really bad at keeping secrets. But listen, if you're not ready to get more serious with your relationship, I 100% get that. It's not like you'd get some kind of closure out of it, right?
Watch it. This isn't supposed to be about me, got it? Now dial the number and get it over with.
Wait, you still haven't called? This has been a phantom subplot lingering in the background since the end of last season! Just resolve it already!
Not in the mood for your stupid fourth wall gimmick right now, Frankenstein.
Why are you even here?
Oh, you know, just passing by. Hey, unrelated, but you guys wouldn't have happened to see something vaguely resembling a landmine around here, would you?
Do I want to ask why?
I guess you could ask Marty about it. We're all supposed to be in a meeting with him and the rest of the team right now. Hence the landmine search, for visual aid purposes.
What?
Why didn't you say so earlier?
What part of resolve the lingering subplot didn't make it sound like I'd do anything to see it happen?
Damn it, Frankenstein! Let's go, Pryor, the call can wait. 4 weeks, if necessary.
Okay, that's just mean.
All right, well, it's been 15 minutes. I think now would be a good time to get started.
Sorry we're late.
Apparently, Frankenstein preferred we stay out of the loop.
Only for the sake of narrative.
It's all right. At this point, that seems like an entirely plausible set of circumstances. No offense, Frank.
Actually, I find the predictability strangely comforting.
Well then, on that note, let's get down to business. And that business, to be precise, is security. It's become apparent to me that, while this house has served as a solid base of operations for us thus far, considering that it has been besieged by an invisible man, a cult leader, deranged manhunters, a murderous android, and Cersei, among many, many other entities, it would be wise, if not at least practical, to increase security around the property.
Marty, as the combat expert here, I think we've been handling things just fine so far with solid defensive training and evasive maneuvers.
At least one of those besiegings happened on your watch.
Oh, what about you? I may not have been a main witness, but I'm pretty sure you made that invisible man bit a whole lot worse.
Okay, as someone who was there for that one, I can calmly and honestly say, yeah, it was Jack's fault.
Really?
Yeah, really, the reality is, even if we're
serves you right for trying to
still very much responsible
but if we are
getting into trouble in the first place.
Android was obviously Frankenstein.
Please stop arguing.
Of a traumatic
I'd like
backstory.
To say that I'm totally
what about
blameless
you when you
here.
You almost got Benji killed and by Rachel vampires. Witch
but not
into
in the house!
Don't forget when you somehow failed to notice Cersei sabotaging your ridiculous time machine. You're both idiots. Maybe Marty does have a point.
And it is precisely these kinds of arguments that I hope to avoid by taking more security precautions. There's no use in pointing fingers when we could just take preemptive measures to keep everyone safe. I've even taken the liberty of creating a detailed spreadsheet indicating everyone's duties in instituting said measures. Protecting ourselves should be a team effort, after all.
Really? That sounds like work, and I...
We're increasing security.
Oh, wow.
Yay!
Boy, sure
I love
working
safety measures.
Well, since that issue's all straightened out, I guess we can talk about what's really important here. Namely, the annual Hainsbury Summer Shindig Extravaganza!
Do you mean the Midsummer Celebration?
I mean the kick-ass party you throw every year for the townies! You know, the one with the live music, dancing, fireworks, open bar...
Well, everyone in town does work hard and looks out for each other. Why shouldn't we all have a chance to celebrate that, within reason?
Didn't you have a Ferris wheel last year?
Yeah, we did. Martin, you've got to admit, this isn't your usual backyard barbecue.
But it is in the backyard.
Most people's backyards don't span multiple acres. And that's really why you're choosing now to up security.
Oh no, I've been planning that for some time. Although it wouldn't do any harm to take action as soon as possible.
If it means we get a party out of it, I am all in! This year has been all kinds of chaotic and I will let loose!
Within reason.
That actually sounds kind of nice. If the entire town gets some personal time, we should too. God knows I could use it.
Oh, is that because of Dulcie?
Yeah, Prior, is it?
Much like when people ask me about your level of maturity, I can't and won't give a clear answer. Rachel, Miha, we know you and Benji are listening at the door. You can come out now.
Sorry, we just wanted to be part of an official investigator meeting. Also, we heard you talking about the summertime party.
This year, we're betting on two words. Go. Carts.
We will also accept water slide or giant pinata.
Huh. I'll see what I can do. As long as everyone follows their assignments, I think that this will be our best and safest celebration yet.
All right! Knock out the safeguarding and such, and then we party!
Within reason!
Yeah, sure, boss. Whatever you say.
Don't worry, Marty. We got this.
Ugh, this is agonizing! How many more hours do we have to do this?
It's been 10 minutes, and we're programming a keypad for a home security system that Martin already installed himself. This is objectively the easiest job. Also, you haven't touched the keypad once.
Hey, if you want to blame somebody for that, blame Martin. How dare he come in here talking a big game about a massive party and not expect that to be all I think about for the foreseeable future? There are logistics to these kinds of things!
The same could be said about home security.
I'm just saying, I'm gonna need to do some serious research into the catering, entertainment, and guest situations if I'm gonna have the most party potential per hour. Those are some extremely fragile calculations.
If you put this amount of effort into your regular work, we probably would have been done by now.
Not to mention how this will all affect the quality of the end of the night, if you know what I mean. I don't know if you've noticed, but doing all this hero work hasn't gotten me the attention I thought it would.
Then maybe it's time you change tactics.
Oh, that's real easy for you to say, isn't it? All you had to do was be all distant and creepy.
Don't call me creepy.
I know. My point is, all you had to do was be you. And now you have Ginny.
I don't have Ginny.
You know what I mean. You guys have been all over each other for months now. Not like that's my thing or anything, but call me impressed.
It's not as good as it looks.
Oh, really? That is very interesting. Hey, you mind if I take my phone out and casually hold it in your general vicinity for no particular reason?
Yes, I mind.
Well, will you at least let me in on what's going on?
Nothing's going on. It's just been weird.
You realize that means almost nothing when it comes to you, right?
I'm leaving.
Hey, you didn't enter a PIN code! Can't say I never did anything useful for him.
And that's one horseshoe up. How many to go, Elliot?
24.
Perfect. We'll be done in no time.
As long as we don't move too fast. I've got some smoldering sage here, and that kind of cleansing for a place this big takes time.
Well then, at least we'll be able to enjoy the peace and quiet of the property's Arcadian surroundings.
Ah yes, quite so.
You know, I'm so grateful that Martin didn't have us do anything with garlic or holy water.
I second the latter, although perhaps under slightly different circumstances.
That angel/demon thing sure comes with a lot of rules, doesn't it?
Yes, although I've been fortunate enough to have centuries to sort it all out.
That's right. Sometimes I forget you've been around so... Elliot, how long have you been in Hainsbury?
I suppose it's been a bit over a quarter of a century now. Going on 3 decades.
And we've never met before now. This is a tourist town. We come up with a reason to throw some big event or party at the drop of a hat. Literally, we had a tournament once to see who could do the best hat drop off the edge of the pier.
It was not one of the town's better ideas.
Well, I must confess, so long as we're discussing the rules by which I cope with my current state of existence, well, when faced with a physical age disparity such as my own, it's somewhat difficult to stay in one town for too long if one doesn't maintain a certain degree of anonymity.
You're a doctor! With patients! You volunteered at the library!
All right, those are all valid points. Although I suppose I should also admit that one of the reasons that I settled in this town, besides its seclusion, was the general apathy toward abnormal circumstances. At least until recently. Now I suppose I've essentially held a large supernatural beacon over my head.
But... sorry, I'm fixating too much on this.
No, not at all. I actually appreciate the concern.
Oh, I wouldn't call it a concern. Maybe more like regret? I would have liked to know you sooner.
Well, if it is any consolation, the feeling is mutual, Miss Liza.
Liza, can we talk? How does right now sound? Perfect. So glad to hear it. Whoops. And now I've dropped a horseshoe. Oh, who cares? Let's go. Be right back, Elliot.
Ginny!
All right then. I'll just wait here, I suppose.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? We both know what that genie said about you and Elliot, so why won't you tell him?
Because there's nothing to tell. That whole afternoon was more like some wild mass fever dream than anything real.
But what you felt was real, wasn't it?
Ginny, I know how much you love a good romance, but I'm sorry. Sometimes things just don't work out the way you want them to. I think I need a minute.
Miss Liza, is everything all right?
Yep, just fine. Not a problem.
Are you certain? Because contrary to your statement, you appear to be in distress, and the last thing I'd want is for you to be... I'm sorry, that was impertinent.
No, don't do that. You don't have to apologize for... What I mean is... I have to go.
As do I. But in the direction exactly opposite of wherever you're going.
Okay, maybe I could have handled that better. Liza, Elliot, wait! Oh, curse my love of romance!
Okay, finally got the wall mount in position. Now I just have to... screw it into the... crap, I forgot the drill. Ugh!
Hey there, Mr. Jack. Wow, you're tall as the house! Is this some kind of special high-intensity investigator training?
Should I be taking notes?
I'm installing a security camera. Or trying to, anyway.
Oh, a camera. Like a camera that records things.
Yes. That is what cameras do.
Yes! And is there any chance you could possibly postpone installing it?
And why would I do that?
No reason?
Yeah, right. Stand back, kids. I'm coming back down. Alright, you two. I know hijinks when I see it. Now what are you up to? And why do you care if it shows up on camera?
Okay. Maybe we were so grateful for all the stuff Mr. Henriksen and my mom and Mr. Carlton and all you guys have let us do, you know, as junior investigators and all, that we wanted to surprise you at the party.
And by definition, surprises are not intended to be seen by recipients until they are unveiled.
Uh-huh. That's very nice of you kids, but I'm still putting up the cameras.
But wait!
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Mr. Jack, does the house even need cameras? Like, are they really that important?
They are if we want to keep ourselves safe.
But what's the point?
I just told you the point.
But what about all the other security stuff being done around here? Wouldn't that make the cameras kind of,
redundant?
Yes, redundant.
You're putting in an awful lot of effort to keep yourselves from being caught on camera.
But we have a point, right?
Sure. You have a slight point, but...
You heard him, Benji. He has admitted defeat. Now he owes us payment in the form of sandwiches. The tiny ones, with the crusts cut off.
I really don't have time for this.
We won't leave you alone until you do it, please.
Okay. I'll get you your sandwiches, and then it's right back to work. Got it?
Got it.
Good.
Perfect distraction.
Why, thank you. You think we can keep it up long enough that he won't go back to the cameras?
I don't think it'll matter either way. I stole his drill.
Nice one!
Hello? Testing? Ugh, this is such crap! Why do we even need an intercom system anyway? We have phones! intercom. You don't mind if I practice some words for a phone call, do you? Yeah, okay, cool. hello, hey, is this, Willow Ember? Oh, it is. Great. So, look, I have this friend. Let's call him more than a friend. But not like that, if you know what I mean. What I mean is, he's like a father to me, I guess. Do people still say that? Never mind. Anyway, I was wondering, what I mean is, I got some intel, information that you'd seen this friend. Shit! I sound like an idiot! Oh, shut up! Oh, God! I'm talking to an intercom! I can't do this. I'm gonna go lie down. I can always get back to this tomorrow. Sure. Not a problem.
You really have no idea where you left a bunch of landmines?
To be fair, they technically aren't real explosives. They're more like stun mines, you know? Meant to daze or knock out an intruder just long enough to apprehend or dispel it. I attune them to both natural and supernatural threats, so they should be extra handy. If I could only remember where I put them.
Maybe I can help?
Oh, hey there, Dulcie. Dulcie! This is not awkward at all.
Frank, didn't you need to look over in the shed?
No, I'm pretty sure we already checked there.
Well, check again.
Oh, you want to be alone. Got it. Don't worry, you won't even know I'm here. Okay, be the leaf. Please ignore the man who is definitely not behind the shrub.
Whatever you say, Frank.
What are you doing here?
Hi to you, too.
Sorry, I'm dealing with a lot right now. Maybe not right now, but trust me. It's been busy.
Look, I'm not worried why you've been AWOL lately, as long as you're okay. The most important thing is that I found you now. Since I found a lead on Carlton's missing person, I've had some more time on my hands to think, and I've been thinking a lot about you and me. What I'm trying to say is, and it may sound completely insane and sudden, but I can't imagine doing it without you. Okay. Mary, would you wanna...
Hold that thought. Frank, I think I just figured out where to find those stun mines.
Are you sure about that? I mean, I don't even know where.
Oh, I am very sure. And since they're dangerous and could go off at any minute...
Oh, but they're not really that type...
And since they are dangerous and could go off at any minute, we should move. Now!
Oh, gotcha. Understood, boss.
Sorry, Dulcie. Serious investigator business right now, and it cannot wait. Talk at the midsummer party. Sounds like a plan. See you there.
Right behind you, boss!
Where are we going?
I have no idea. God, I'd like to see somebody out there who's more insecure than I am right now.
Oh, cookie dough ice cream. You're the only thing I'm any good at destroying these days.
Dee? You've been camped out on the couch for 3 days now.
Yeah, so?
That's my spot for wallowing in misery. You're hogging it. Get your own.
More importantly, it's not healthy.
Speak for yourself, mortal.
Cersei, this is not how we rehearse this. We're supposed to be supportive. Like this. Delia, I understand how this long string of defeats by heinous investigations might leave you feeling a little down. But there's a difference between self-care and drowning your sorrows with no intention of resurfacing. You'll come up with another idea to,
crush your enemies into pulp.
Or something a bit less graphic in no time.
Running out of ideas isn't the problem. We're in a town overflowing with horrifying ways to do someone in. It's deciding what to try next that's the hard part. Especially when the people you're trying to eliminate just won't quit!
I can't believe I'm saying this, but she has a point. It's one thing to suffer a humiliating defeat, but when it happens at the hands of the same ridiculous enemy who by all counts should be inferior to you, that is unforgivable!
I get the feeling that you also need some compassion right now. You want to talk about it?
No. But they really are infuriating. First, the dumb doctor breaks my favorite staff. Then Carlton makes me look like a fool in front of a whole town's worth of simpletons. But then who am I kidding? You two make me look foolish enough on your own.
Okay. Hurtful. But I understand your frustration. Maybe what you both need is a break. I can tell you from personal experience, in one case very recently, that it can pay off. I heard some talk in town about a party this weekend. Sounds like fun, right?
Meh.
But the whole town is going, and there will be all kinds of things to do. Although I'm not sure how much they can really fit on that Henriksen property.
Henriksen?
And now I immediately regret saying that.
This is it! Ha! This is it!
It's just a party.
Wrong. You see a party while I see the opportunity I've been waiting for. The investigators would never expect me to make a move on their home turf. It's brilliant!
And what exactly is your move?
I admit that I have not fleshed out those particular details yet, but I'm confident that once we crash that party and get a hold of Heinous Investigation's resources, I'll have more than enough to go on.
Are you sure we can't just stop at the crash the party bit?
Shut up, Nate, and be happy. You got what you wanted. We're getting off the couch and back into the fray.
Great. I'm so glad I get credit for this.
You two can go waste your time with trivial revels all you want. I'm reclaiming my misery spot.
No, you're not. Remember why I summoned you? You're gonna party and you're gonna like it!
Fine. But don't come crying to me when you can't even get through the gate. Those investigators may not be the brightest, but not even they'd be dumb enough to have the whole town under their roof, unprotected.
All right, it's party time. That somehow never feels right to say for me. Regardless, before things really get started, I just wanted to thank you for everything you've done this past year. I never thought I'd get a chance to have a business like this, and now, well, I feel like it's become much more than that. So, thanks to all of you. All right, I won't drone on more than I have to. Let's all go enjoy ourselves. We've certainly earned it.
You don't have to tell me twice!
Wow, a rare occasion where for once nobody wants to kill us.
I've missed it.
I just hope it'll last.
Aw, Jack, don't be such a party pooper. I bet tonight is going to be...
Please don't say a night we'll never forget.
I wasn't going to.
Would you look at that, Cersei? We made it in without a single issue. Consider phase one of this plan a success.
But didn't that seem a little too easy?
Or we're just that good.
You know, when we met, I thought you were smarter.
You! Are lucky that we're in enemy territory and I can't fully react to that. So let's make the most of this instead. Nate, you're on intel. see what you can find about the investigators from these townspeople. Any weaknesses we might be missing.
That's all? Yeah, I could do that.
And don't get caught, because I may have your back now, but there is only so much I can do before you're on your own, possibly begging for your life.
Understood.
Cersei, you've been in that deranged widow's science lab before. I want you back in there to gain access to any tools and tech you can. Let's see if we can turn it against them.
And what are you going to do?
I am going to sneak into Henriksen's office, see what kind of classified info he's got hidden away in there. Let's see how he likes it when somebody goes poking around in his plans. But not before I steal some of that food and maybe a drink or two. Because, let's face it, if you can't have fun on a sabotage mission, then what's the point?
Oh, so does that mean Cersei and I can...
No! Okay, fine, but don't get caught. Now, get lost. We're starting to look suspicious.
I'm not going to argue that heinous investigations was the best thing we've pulled off in the last year, but this is probably a close second. Never hurts to feel fancy once in a while.
Especially when it's with other people who deserve it. Speaking of, champagne and lobster fest this week. Assuming there's any left over from tonight, I have yet to overestimate New England's ability to eat our own weight in lobster.
I'll drink to that.
Martin, Liza, there you are. I've been looking all over for you since I got here.
Hello, Kit. Glad you could make it.
I wouldn't have missed it. I missed you. All of you, is what I mean. You heinous investigators know how to have a good time.
Only because we keep good company. Like you.
Hey, Martin. You know what I bet would really get this party going? If you went over and joined the band on the piano. Could really impress some people.
What? Oh, no. I don't think there's any need for that. I'd just get in the way.
I bet Kit would love to hear you play. Wouldn't you, Kit?
Oh, yes, but only if you want to.
Oh, he wants to.
But it's been a while. I'm probably rusty. I wouldn't even know where to... Oh, never mind.
All right, now it's a party! Liza, shall we dance?
Gonna pass on that one, Algie, thanks.
Oh, I don't think you understand. That wasn't an invitation. It was a challenge.
And now consider me interested. I'm gonna wipe the floor with you.
I'd like to see you try.
Ooh, would you look at that, Orville? Looks like fun. Wanna dance?
I don't dance.
Oh. That's okay then. I wouldn't want to do anything that would make you uncomfortable. I respect your boundaries entirely.
Okay. Do you want to dance?
Me? Aw, I don't care either way. As long as I'm with you, if you're happy, I'm happy.
I'm not sure that's entirely fair.
Well, I say it is fair, okay? We can watch our friends dance instead. And look how good they are. Even though I'm pretty sure Algie has never done a split that deep before.
I told you not to copy me. I guess we better call that our big finish. Here, I'll help you up.
Woo! Yay!
Thank you! You've been a lovely audience. Some of you a very lovely audience.
This was all to get that girl's attention?
Maybe.
Remind me to slap you later.
Do I have to?
I could always do it now.
Later sounds good.
So I said, no, hun. I think you should give me a smile. That way, I'll know which teeth I can knock out.
Wow, Wow, I am so sorry. That was weird. I swear, this place is starting to rub off on me.
No, don't apologize. It was cute. Weird looks good on you.
Thanks.
I miss this. I feel like it's been ages since we've had a real conversation. And it's got me thinking about the other day and, like, the whole week before that. Did I do something? Like, all I'm trying to ask you is...
Oh, no, my drink is empty. Gotta go refill. You want anything?
No, I'm good.
Be right back. Oh, shit. Sorry, Doc.
Oh, it's no trouble at all.
Doctor! How's it going? We've been meaning to say hi.
Oh, wonderful to see you again, Ms. Abigail Miller. And hello to you as well, Mix Morgan. I trust that the HRT is going well.
Yeah, it's helped a lot. Thanks, Doc.
You're welcome. And please, if you ever need anything, do not hesitate to contact me anytime. There is nothing more important than feeling safe, comfortable, and confident in your identity. It may not always be easy, but it is endlessly fulfilling. Take it from someone who still has some way to go in that regard.
Are those my two favorite witches? How have you guys been?
Hi, Frank. And we're good. We've got a solid homeopathic business going.
Chester's even brought us in as suppliers for his shop.
We've been getting some good traction, and there's even been some interest in forming a new coven after our Litha celebration a few weeks back.
Oh, yeah. Now that was a party.
Didn't you drink copious amounts of mead and then try to jump over the bonfire?
Hey, it was a celebration.
Well, if you liked that, let me know if you want us to phone our buddy Charon in the Scary Sphere. Bet he can get you some killer guests for your next shindig.
That'd be great.
As long as they all accept our welcome and bring snacks.
Excuse us.
Pardon us. Secret Junior Investigator Project's coming through.
Should we be concerned about that in any way?
Nah, they're just kids messing around with an array of undisclosed materials. They'll be fine. Have fun, little bro!
Thanks, big bro!
Out of my way, nerd!
Ha
ha. Good one.
I actually take that as a compliment. Thank you.
You are so weird.
Also taken as a compliment, Freddy. Thank you.
Whatever. Come on, you guys, let's go throw frogs down the water slide.
We're not letting them get away with that, right?
Nope, the surprise can wait. Let's save the frogs!
Oh, damn it!
Hey!
Sorry, Mr. Carlton and Mr. Jack.
Jeez, even on our night off, never a moment's peace.
I'd just like to get through one of these things without getting spilt on. Maybe I should stop drinking red wine. I'm going to go inside and clean up. I'll catch up with you later.
Sure. Finally calm. Almost forgot what it was like. No more wild distractions.
You sure about that?
Val?
Hey, kid. Looks like we've got a lot of catching up to do.
Hey, fellow investigators. Want to help support the show? Feel free to follow us on social media and check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/wildlypods for all kinds of fun bonus content. Heinous Investigations was created, written, and directed by Jessica Castro, featuring the voices of Dio Gardner, David Manuele, Emily Folger, Elena Garcia, Tuan Nguyen, Bryce Riffle, AJ Somerville, Maria Elizabeth Burns, Naomi Park, Jamie Forney, Matt Lundquist, and Jessica Castro, with guest appearances by Angie S., Jeffrey Delphin, Christian Pineda, Meg Ellsworth, Cassie W., Kaylin McCabe, Phoenix Houle, and Gabe Burns. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Owen Thornton. Heinous Investigation's spooky theme song written and arranged by Jordan Castro, with instrumentals by Lucas Urbina. Thanks for listening, and happy investigating!